Churchill statue vandalized on D-Day anniversary as BLM crowd into London. By Jack Montgomery on June 6, 2020. Sir Winston Churchill's statue in Parliament Square, Westminster, has been vandalized on the 76th anniversary of the D-Day landings by Black Lives Matter protesters. Health Secretary Matt Hancock and Home Secretary Priti Patel, whose department has a wide remit including policing, border control, and national security, had warned against today's protest in light of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic and associated lockdown regulations, which up until now have been enforced with zeal by the authorities. Black Lives Matter activists have ignored these warnings. However, with the number of protesters in Parliament Square continuing to swell as of the time of this article's publication, and the statue erected to the memory of Britain's wartime leader, they're already defaced with a cop graffiti, short for "All coppers are bastards." Footage shared on social media shows one unidentified man, seemingly not a protester, incensed by the disgusting act, and warning the police he will get all the football lads out to guard the statue, suggesting it could become a flashpoint later on in the protest. Police were physically targeted at the last London demonstration, with video footage showing officers being chased through the streets and smashed to the ground, and also assaulted outside the gates guarding the Prime Minister's official residence on Downing Street, despite several officers having kneeled in submission to the protesters at various points in the demonstration. Symbols of Britain's wartime sacrifice were also targeted, with demonstrators pictured swinging from the flags adorning the Cenotaph Monument, which honors the fallen of the country and its former empire, on Whitehall. The Metropolitan Police and elements of the mainstream media, such as Reuters, attempting to play down this act of desecration, which earned Charlie Gilmore, son of Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmore, a prison sentence in 2011, with fact checks it was not defaced and did not suffer damage, causing a number of social media users to criticize them for being disingenuous. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.